Last time on Taverns and Cabins, the group that call themselves the Purest Fire have found themselves in the wonderful town of Miyazu. Upon entering, they found themselves bearing witness to the peace and tranquility that I, Rassler Payne, have brought to the citizens. It is the guidance of Gao that protects the people from the Yaksha. The Omnikami have grown weak and fail at protecting their believers. It was during the righteous punishment of a sinful soul when the Purifiers stepped into the shrine, a now newly remodeled holy ground of Gaud. After converting the sinful soul, I briefly conversed with these Purifiers. Not too long after our discussion, however, they decided to continue exploring the town before seeking out that troubling Yeki known as Toraki. May this troublemaker find the path of Gaud on his own behalf. For if he fails in doing so, I, Rassler Payne, shall guide him to God myself. Episode 91, Disciple of Nimwa.
As they exit, Brother Faust, he leads you guys out of the shrine and he takes you to the nearest tavern. And as you all arrive at the nearest tavern, you step in and you can see that, you know, there's a couple of people in there. There's obviously the tavern keep. He is selling his goods and his drinks. There's a couple of villagers or townsfolk eating some food, drinking, and music. There's a bard playing music. It seems to be fairly, you know, normal tavern for the most part.
Yeah, I'm going to roll perception. I need to know something. And I need to know it now. Great. Where is there anyone drunk in here? Oh, one person,
damn,
please.
Of course, Hoto would roll critical on that 20 on the tavern.
So, right.
With a total of a 21, you're looking around. There are a couple people drinking. I mean, it's still fairly early in the day, I would say. As they're drinking, there are, I would say, at least two people that look tipsy or buzzed.
Okay, all right. They're drinking alcohol. Got it.
Yes, they're drinking alcohol.
Oh, I actually thought he was going to, like, ask some questions, see if, you know, they'd have good info because they were drunk. No.
No, I'm checking
to make sure they got liquor.
I'm checking to see if they're drinking holy water or juice instead of alcohol, man. You would have seen Hota raise hell.
Trying to make sure that the tavern's not dry.
Yep.
There is alcohol indeed. You can see.
They got the fucking holy water wine, the happy hour communion cracker special and shit.
But as you step into the tavern, Brother Faust, he obviously is only leading you here to the tavern. And, you know, at this point, I'll allow Rod, if you want to say anything as Brother Faust, you may, unless you don't want to. But after you do say a few words, if you decide to, Brother Faust will leave the party. And he will definitely let them know that, you know, no sin while they're in the town of Miyazu.
Now you stay out of trouble there, little one.
Who, me?
You're the only little one here.
That's not true. Someone help me on his stool.
Oh, here you go.
Did you hear him?
And remember, praise God.
Oh, yeah, yeah, praise him.
Two shots.
So as you guys ask for two shots, the tavern keep looks over at Stella. Two shots coming right up. What would you like two shots of?
Whatever you got that's strong. Town you got here.
We have a lot of strong things. I've got you something special. We call it the divinity.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
And he goes to one of the barrels in the back. You can see he unplugs it and he begins to pour some of the liquid from the barrel. And he hands two shots over to you, Stella.
The divinity on the house as the first drink here while you're in Miyazu. I hear you're newcomers, not familiar around these parts. Now, are you?
Not really.
And she passes the other shot to Hota.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
She puts her glass in the air.
Are you sure you guys want to treat that?
Yeah, he's about I'm not to drinking sniff. Anything.
I'm inspecting this shit, man.
That's what I was just about to say.
No! Eight!
Hota wants to be drunk more than he wants to make sure he ain't drinking something weird.
All right, so Hota, as you look, okay, so you got an 8 and Stella's got 12 on investigation. Hota, you look down at the shot glass. The liquid is clear. It has a smell of like vodka-y. Like it smells like alcohol to you. It's a thick liquid, but you don't really catch anything off. Stella, with a 12, you're looking at it. You do notice it is a thicker liquid, not normal for most of the drinks you've had, but it's not anything that you would really be concerned about.
Nah, I didn't live this long for nothing.
Oh, God, we're going to be drinking some formaldehyde. All right, down the hatch.
Knock that shit back. I'm going to roll constitution. Not bad, not bad. Little Barney, but...
All right, so...
That's got legs.
So as you both take the shots down, the divinity, it is strong. It has a burning taste that goes through your throat. You taste the divine God within you as it goes down your throat. And it burns the entire way. It is spicy.
Oh,
it's strong as fuck. And as you do so, are Yome and Roroy, are you guys doing anything? As you see the two of your friends.
I'm looking around. I'm not drinking it.
And before we continue, we interrupt this campaign with breaking information just for you adventurers. I love smoothies, but I don't love smoothie bar prices. With my BlendJet 2 portable blender, I can make smoothie bar quality beverages for a fraction of the price. BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease. BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. It lasts for 15 plus blends and recharges quickly via USB-C. Best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap and you are good to go. And with over 30 colors and patterns to choose from, there's a BlendJet 2 to complement just about any style. Just like Rogar, I rock the champagne metallic because I'm a certified badass. Well, maybe not as much as Rogar, but y'all get the point. What are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today. And be sure to use promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Go to BlendJet.com and use the code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today and get the best deal ever. And with that being said, let us now continue with our adventure.
Do you have something that was made or a drink that was named for something before Rasslerism came here?
And as you're asking that, go ahead and make me a constitution save as well, Hota. Stella has a 15 constitution save. And Hota has a constitution save of 12. Okay, the both of you are buzzed. Just do that one shot.
Damn.
That's how strong it was. With your, you both needed a 16 to not be buzzed. You both failed. You're buzzed as fuck. Now, as you're asking the bartender, he looks over at you. What do you mean, a drink before Rasslerism? Of course we have drinks before we converted to Rasslerism here. Now, all the drinks, if there were any, that we had that represented the Omnikami are forbidden and illegal here in Miyazu. But I can get you other drinks. You like wine? Other forms of vodka? Would you like some sake?
I like the way you say that. It's sake.
I know. It's good stuff. Sake.
I'll take some sake, please.
Oh, aren't you a troublemaker? One shot of sake coming right up. What about you, ma'am? As he looks over at Yome. Shry made it like yourself wearing that. That's not common here in Miyazu. We don't follow the Omnikami any longer. Would you like a
drink? I'll have water.
Water, Eddie.
cheapest meal too.
Yeah, I'm going full Ediar.
They only got the holy water.
All right, so he pours you a shot of sake, and he pours you a glass of water, Yome. Do you both chug it?
I'm going to investigate it first.
I sniff it. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Okay. Make me investigation checks.
16. Investigation or, like, medicine?
You either one. Whatever you prefer.
I am not fucking around. 25.
All right. So, investigation of 16 and medicine 25. So, Roy, as you take the shot of sake in your hand, you're looking down at it, and you, as you're looking at your sake, it's clear liquid again. It's not like the shot that they took of divinity. It's a much more thinner liquid. You've had sake before, Roy, or at least you've seen sake several times. This sake, there's something a little off about it that you see in your sake.
Ryan's trying to knock us out.
What you see in your sake, Roy, it's not anything that catches you off guard by any means with a 16, but you do notice something a little off about it. There is some speckles of these little black specks in your liquid. You wouldn't have caught on to them easily without you, you know, actually inspecting it hard. There's only a couple of black specks. You're not used to seeing black specks in sake. Now, it could just be the glass was dirty. You're not sure. But that's all you see.
Can I get a clean glass, please?
And as you're asking that, Yome, with a 25, with your medicine check on your water, you're sniffing the water. Is that what you're doing? You're looking at it?
I'm checking it out, yeah.
And as you sniff the water with your medicine check, you notice something, too, about the water.
Mm-mm.
There's a couple of black specks in your water as well. And with a medicine check, I'd say roll me an Arcana check.
Oh, God. Stella, are we fucked?
Okay, you rolled 9 on your Arcana, so you don't sense magic by any means. But the water seems off to you, Yome. Like, it's not something about these black specks as you're studying them. With medicine, you can tell that whatever ingredients or whatever this is not good for you by any means.
Mm-mm.
And the bartender looks over at you, Roy.
What do you mean, another glass? That's a perfectly clean one. Go ahead, drink up. It's on the house. Your friends here are buzzed and happy, aren't you? And he looks over at the other two.
Well, that's good stuff.
Huh? Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to feel in the morning, but we're young now.
What's the morning?
It's like black specks or dirt, dust. I don't know. I need a clean glass.
This ain't the Four Seasons, Roy. Shit.
Damn.
Are you trying to piss me off, son?
Hey, don't talk to him like that.
Drink up. It's on the house. If I pour you another, you'll have to pay for it.
Then don't pour it. There, I saved you, Roy.
Give it to your friend if you don't want it.
I'm good, bro.
Can I do a sleight of hand, pretend I drank it?
Right. Don't fuck it up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Sleight of hand. I'll make a roll.
Uh-oh.
All right, I rolled a 12. While he's talking, he looks over at Yome.
What's wrong? I ain't seen water before, maiden.
And as he looks back over to you, Roy, he notices you fake drink it. He doesn't catch on to you.
I'm good. I'm just going to sip it. Thank you.
Very well. If there's anything else you need, let me know.
As he goes back to tending to his glasses, another person comes up.
Hello! Would you like some food?
No.
Kind of forward. Yeah, no. Thanks.
We're good.
Thank you.
No, I don't think I'll be eating anything.
People are a little too nice here.
We had pocket bacon. We're good.
Yeah.
Very well, then.
So, with going back to Stella and Hota, because you guys drank divinity.
Oh, God.
And you guys failed your roles.
Yep.
The two of you are buzzed, for sure. But, obviously, you don't know this, and neither do the other two. But you both have disadvantage on wisdom saving throws when it comes to mind-altering effects.
Yikes. For how long? God.
It lasts for one day.
What time is it?
What time is it?
I'll say when we go to bed. Early afternoon.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm going to go to bed.
You don't know you have this disadvantage.
She drunk passes out.
I was about to say, I'm drunk. I'm going to bed anyway.
But Yome and Roy, you do notice that your allies are buzzed as hell. Yeah, what do you guys do while you're in the bar, the tavern? Do you guys continue to stay there, or?
Yome wants to kind of look around. Are the people in there probably people from the town? Like, are there people that are from outside the town?
They all look like townsfolk.
Are they trying to pray?
Roy's going to ask some questions.
They're not praying. They're just having a good time talking.
To some of the patrons.
Okay. What are you asking?
The Patreons. Join our Patreon.
Join the Patreon. Taverns and Caverns.
Get more Taverns and Caverns.
Get more Taverns and Caverns side stories.
Oh, yeah.
And Brother Faust.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
But I'm just going to ask about a little bit about wrestlers and how long they came. Just how they feel about them. Just try to dig in a little bit more.
So you're asking one of the drunk guys, or
one of the drunk.
He looks over. He is sloshed, and as he turns, you can see he has a bag. In his bag, he has a book of wrestlerism sticking out, and he looks at you. What can I do for you? What's up? Having a good time in Miyazu.
I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit more about wrestlerism and how. What made you change?
What made me change? Look around. The place is safer. The place is nicer. The birds sing and the light shines upon us.
Do you really think that wrestlerism did that?
Of course. God watches over all of us. I have become a true disciple of the Lord and Savior.
How long have you been a disciple?
Not very long. I'd say about a week or two. But within a week or two, look what wrestlerism has done for me. I am at peace with my inner soul.
Do you remember the day that you decided to convert?
Of course I do. It was about a week and a half or so ago. I was tending to my crops behind my house. A couple of the clerics came over and asked me if I'd love to join the path of the righteous. At first I said, no. I follow the old Nikami. But then they showed me the real ways of the God. The Omnikami have forsaken us. They don't protect us. They're nothing but savage beasts in the eyes of God. God actually delivers. He promises us good lives, and we've had it since we've devoted ourselves to Him.
So, what process did you go through when you decided for your devotion? Think I'm asking that right?
They have taught us the sermons and the speeches and everything. We tag along in groups and we pray together.
Were you punished to get in?
Punished? Oh, of course not. Only the sinful are punished. Are you a sinner?
No.
It's gonna be Roy. Right.
No, I'm no sinner.
Make that me didn't
sound true.
Make me investigate another investigation check, Roy, because you're really like trying to inspect this guy. Oh my god, that's a 20.
20.
That's a 20. So in his bag, you notice there is a book of wrestlerism, and you can see that it's somewhat open. There is a bookmark that's hanging out of it, but in that bookmark, you can see there's something written on that bookmark, handwritten on it. Can't really tell what it says, but it looks like it's a fairly new written bookmark, and it kind of catches your attention because of the coloring of it. Do you say anything about it or do anything about that?
I was wondering if you could read me a passage from that book.
You wish to hear one of the passages of wrestlerism.
Sure.
Bless me.
How about that one that you got bookmarked right there?
Oh.
Maybe it seems like God is calling me. Yeah.
My dear friend, I think that's what's going on. Ooh. Let me pull that out. He takes out his book of wrestlerism and he slams it on the table. Brain go! We have another one that's interested in the lads. And as he yells this out, all the other townsfolk all go, "Amen, brother."
Roy's starting to feel sick. Sick to
his stomach. I want to say that.
He opens the book to the bookmark. And as he opens the book, you look down and, you know, there's text, obviously. There's passages and text and whatnot. But there's also a picture, a drawn picture of a would-be god, of the one known as God, obviously. And as he does so, you can see his face drops. He looks a bit concerned as he quickly shuts his book again. Oh, wait! This is a passage I can't read to you until you become devoted to God. I can't. Not this passage, my friend.
Why not?
Because you have to be devoted.
Well, how is he supposed to get devoted, not divorced, if he doesn't know what it says?
I can read you any other passage but that one.
What's wrong with that one?
Can I roll
persuasion?
You can roll persuasion.
Persuasion or deception, I guess.
It's up to you.
No, that's a sin. Persuade.
Yeah, persuade.
Look at that, 20.
20.
So, how do you persuade him? How do you try to persuade him to show you what's on that page? And he is drunk, so, I mean, he's kind of not all there.
Well, you know, maybe if you read that, maybe it's God's will to actually persuade me, to make me see the light, to see the ways of God.
My brother, I'm no cleric or paladin of wrestlerism. I'm just a simple acolyte, a devotee. This could be a sin, my brother. You cannot tell anybody I showed you this page.
Well, maybe this is the way to your path to become a cleric or paladin.
I'll do what I must to become truly devoted to God. Very well.
Yeah, make your God proud.
And he opens the book up again. You can see this picture of this God now. And as he...
You're going to get him punched.
As he points down to the book, does Yome or the rest of you join in on this? Or is it just Roy?
Stella's drunk in the background. She's standing on top of that stool.
She's like, I'm fine. Yum. I'm fly. I put that shit on Owl City, bitch. I put on for my city. I'm drunk and I show my titties. And she pulls her shirt up.
Yome pulls her shirt down real fast. Yome is too busy babysitting. She's not listening anymore.
The tavern keep. Amen, sister. So as
they aren't that devoted to God, I see.
Damn.
Hey, they said they have fun here in Miyazu. The drunk man now pointing down to his book. He goes, "Listen here. This is a passage. I will read it to you.
This is sacred information that only the paladins and cleric can give others that are not true followers of God. Now listen, you're about to read and hear the one and true name of God. Only those that have the strongest faith within the Lord may know the Lord's true name. For God's name is not to be spoken. This is a sin within itself unless you are truly devoted. I myself am, but I am not yet a cleric or paladin, so this is a sin, brother. Do not tell of any others that I've done this. You hear me, brother?
Oh, don't worry. I won't tell.
I do not want to be punished like the sinner that are out there. The God that we follow, he has bestowed upon the people that follow him true justice, divine holiness. You're about to find out the real name of our God.
What if it was Eddie R?
His own. Oh, our God's true name.
As he leans in towards you, Roy.
Better be Rogar.
His name. Azatul.
Oh, shit.
Can you repeat that name after me? Azatul.
Azatul?
Yes, he is the true God. He is the one and only God that is above all other gods. The Lord and Savior. The one devoured by his siblings, his brothers and sisters. He will return to the very plane of existence. One day, after he has had enough followers praise his name, he will return to us in a righteous fury. Azatul is his name. Say it, brother. Azatul.
Praise God.
Don't say it too loud. I thought it was supposed to be a secret.
He's whispering it. Praise Azatul. Praise God. He kind of raises his voice when he says, praise God.
Brother. Now that you know the name of our God, keep that between you and me. Knowing his name, again, is considered a sin here in Miyazu, unless you are truly devoted.
Consider me devoted.
He quickly shuts his book and puts it back in his bag. And as he does this, there's a man that steps into the tavern. He is wearing typical townsfolk clothing.
Everyone! They found him! They finally found the rat bastard! That damn Yeki shifter! That damn Yeki tiger! Kuraki! The bastard! They found him to the east near the cave!
What do y'all do when you hear this?
Roy is gonna kind of rush out to see.
Yeoman needs to be writing. That quill should be catching on fire.
That's actually what she's trying to do. But you guys keep getting drunk and getting in the way while I'm trying to write.
Oh, yeah.
But she's trying to write as much information as possible. But whenever it writes, does it stay there and show up in the other place? Or does it disappear?
It stays there. Mm. So you have limited amount. So the scroll is fairly long. You can write quite a bit. But whatever you write stays. You can't, erase it.
Well, I'm just worried about someone else reading it. She's trying to write in the shortest way possible what's happening. So she definitely writes about them, the town being taken over, and also that they saw some dude getting punched in the face for punishment, stuff like that. She didn't hear, I guess, the name, so she wouldn't write that.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I mean, Roy can always tell you later.
Yeah, he's going to tell you later, but right now he's going to go after for the commotion.
Chance, yeah.
Stella is still on the bench.
Where's everyone? What they yelling about?
Apparently, I found one hand yet. While I hold Stella's shirt down.
Where's Roy leaving? Get him!
I found that tiger, Yaki.
So as the guy that came in yelling this, he's yeah, they found Taraki. The damn bastard's finally gonna get his punishment. Fuck that guy.
That means we won't get paid.
Yes, we should go and get them ourselves.
We should go get them ourselves. You're right.
I'm going to get up swaying.
Stella puts her arms out like a toddler. Someone please get me down.
He lifts her up, swaying still.
Thank you.
There you go. All right. Drunk. Off we go.
Are you she all
to the barkeep? The
drunk.
As the two of you get up, Roy and Yome, what are your thoughts? Are you guys trying to find this guy with these two, or are you going to stay where you're at?
Roy's already gone.
He already damn, went he left.
Yeah, he bounced.
Okay.
So, I finish up what I was writing, and I guess I head out with these toddlers.
Okay. So you follow the drunkards out. The two of them are still drunk. Now
Stella's running up on Yome.
Did you? You got to write something else on that too. That brother Faust.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's a name of interest.
Is Stella extra drunk because she's so small?
I guess.
Gotta be drunker than Hota, right?
I hold it better. All right. More weight distribution.
She's out here showing her titties. I was just wondering.
I mean, she's pretty drunk.
She's well, I wouldn't say she's wearing a bra. She's what this world calls a bra.
Just got a rice bra on.
My bra, she ain't need to pad. It's lump. It's not a sports bra. It's like an other shirt cut like a bra.
Oh, okay.
They don't have bras.
She got a crop top on.
Yep, well, under her.
The two that are drunk. Now, I mean, you're going to be drunk for a little bit. It will wear off eventually. But if you all are all making your way, you all know that it was eastwards near a cave outside of the village. So you all
when
leave.
They say they found him. Does that mean, like, are we assuming that they have him in custody?
Possibly. You're not sure. They just said, he just ran in saying they found him to the east near a cave. Okay. So are you all heading out of the village to the east to try and find
him? I'm going to find wherever the fuck Roy went. He just ran off by himself. he's drunk, too.
He's not drunk. He just wanted to see the commotion.
Y'all see Roy running out of the village. As you step out of the tavern.
He's with the group. He's not going very fast.
Okay.
He's not gonna leave the
got
group.
Got armor on. He ain't going that fast.
Yeah, I want to find this tiger guy before they the townsfolk do. I want the truth.
Yeah, dude, they're gonna guest on him. They're gonna come after him like the beast.
Oh yeah.
Kill the beast.
So you guys go to look for him then as you head east. So have you ever wanted to start your own podcast and just had no clue on where to begin? Fear not, for we at Taverns and Caverns are here to help you. Before we began the Taverns and Caverns podcast, we originally had a few members who wanted to learn the game of Dungeons & Dragons. With three of the four players being new to the game, we decided to make a podcast of it just for fun, and to possibly encourage others to try the game for themselves. Starting a podcast can seem daunting, but we're here to tell you that it can be simple with an all-in-one tool. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are now over, my friend. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code TavernsCaverns, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. And with that, let us continue our campaign. Well, as you continue heading out, you know, the guards outside the gates, they let you out, and you guys head eastwards towards the cave. Now, that's really all you had information-wise, but we'll say, you know, you're able to track down fairly easily some of the footprints and whatnot that get you towards this cave. It's not very far, but it is in a forested area.
And they suck ass if he hasn't been that far away. Goddamn.
I know. But I will reveal the map for you. As you guys travel, it's about 20 minutes or so away from town. You eventually find a cave in the foresty areas. And as you get there, you can see there is a Tiger Ieki. He's dressed up like a monk, just as the female Tiger Ieki was dressed up in a monk. And you can see he's surrounded by the acolytes and a cleric of Rastlerism. He's in front of a cave. And you all can see he has two of the acolytes on the ground, unconscious, while he's holding one of them in his fists. And he looks feral. Not in terms, in the sense of he's not conscious or can't really speak, but he looks pissed. And he's fighting these acolytes and this cleric. And as you guys step forward, do you make yourselves known? Can you even see the map?
He's like Nomu. He's grappling people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right below where we were.
Yeah.
I kind of want to stealth.
I was thinking the same.
Yeah, we should.
Or,
but we're at disadvantage on our
you're
shit,
at you're disadvantage because you're still drunk. Okay, now, no. It will go away soon, but you got here too quickly for it to be gone.
Well, yeah. I'm at disadvantage too because
I ain't stealthing.
Yeah, I'm not stealthing. Don't count up. That shit.
We're always gonna try to stealth.
I'm about to pull up.
Okay, so as the four of you come into view of this Ieki being surrounded, what do you all do?
It's not like Faust that's there, right? Like,
no, these are just random acolytes and clerics.
Because he'll tell on us, I can tell.
Yeah, these guys, you have not seen them around town. It looks like they were searching for him outside.
Shit. They don't even know us. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, again, you just see Toraki has one of their necks in his fists while the other is unconscious, and the rest have their swords and clubs out, and two of them have what looks like crossbows, but they don't, and neither party notices you guys yet, so you have a chance to either make yourselves known or whatever before we end. What do you guys do?
Oh boy, I kind of know what I want to do.
I'm too drunk to be making decisions, so
well, I mean, that would be in character for you to do whatever you want right now.
Yeah.
Both is going to whip out a mango that he a still mango. Had. Yep. Bite into it. And he's going to walk forward, toss it in his hand a little bit. Hi, everybody. What's going on around here? Why y'all ganging up on that man there?
So move your character forward.
Where the fuck you get a mango from?
Remember we had mangoes and oranges from that.
I do not remember that.
It's a long time ago.
As you step forward, though, one of the acolytes holds his hand over to you. Halt! Citizens! Travelers! Stop! This man is dangerous! Allow us to take him in. He is a wanted man of Miyazu. He is a danger to everyone. Look at him! He is... Look He's rabid!
He don't look all that dangerous. He looks kind of cuddly. Kind of want to know him.
Stop now! This is Miyazu business. If you wish to help us, gold is involved. He's a wanted criminal.
Like, does he actually look rabid? I wrote an investigation. Or are they just trying to, like...
Well, So he's a Tiger Ieki, so obviously he's humanoid. He looks human, but he has very specific tiger-like attributes to his body. So he's got, like, tiger-like ears. He's got some fur. He's got a long tigerish tail. He's got some fur on his body, but not much. Similar to Yome, except more tigerous. His fur, though, is sticking straight up. He's got claws on his hands, like nails.
He's probably just startled. Like, as far as rabbit, see...
He's got fangs.
Is he, like, foaming at the mouth?
No, he's not foaming. He's pissed, though.
Is he resisting?
Yes. You can tell he's
resisting arrest?
He's already started the fight. He's got two of them down. He's got one in his hand.
Hey, he up. Let's go.
Yeah. I roll a persuasion.
Right, I want him on our team.
I want to talk to the acolytes. Oh, everybody, just calm down, calm down. How about you guys disperse and let us handle it?
Who's this random dangerous. Drunk dude?
Let us do it. We are the purifiers.
The acolyte, right? The acolyte looks at you. Now, if you step in and get in the way, we will have to bring you in too for punishment. Stay out of this.
Oh, Rassler Payne sent us. It's fine.
Right. Well, she said.
If Rassler
Rassler.
If Rassler sent you, then you know that this is a wanted man.
Correct. We will handle it.
Yeah, we're supposed to be getting paid for this.
Help us bring him in, and you will be rewarded that the reward is there.
Oh, I ain't no help.
We don't need your help.
The acolyte,
yeah, you are, so.
The acolyte looks over at the cleric who seems to be in charge of this group. The cleric is the most heavily armored one. The cleric looks over at you all. If you're here on behalf of Rassler, then we'll allow you to take care of things. We'll step back and make sure things don't get out of hand. Now, if you need our help, just say so. He's dangerous, as you can see, as he looks over at the Yeki. Put our man down. We mean you no harm. You are the one that hurt the villagers of Miyazu. And as he does so, you just see the Yeki tightens his grip around the acolyte's neck. And he doesn't say a word. He just looks at the rest of you. He doesn't know if you're friend or foe. And he just looks at the four of you.
Are they stepping back, the acolytes?
Yeah, they're all beginning to step back.
Well, Hota is going to move forward. Not too close to him. But he's just kind of looking at him. He wants to be out of earshot of the acolytes. That's what's going on.
As you step forward towards the Tiger Yeki, we will end this episode of Taverns and Caverns.
Yeehaw, Jesus.
We are turning into Cat and Co.
We are not.
We are wilding.
I mean, we drank a cup of poison.
Right.
Yep.
Two shots of poison.
Who's we?
Yeah.
You know, Stella and, you know, Hulk.
Now remember, what you drank still lasts for a day. You may not be drunk anymore. You still have disadvantage on wisdom saving throws when it comes to mind altering effects for a day.
Gotcha.
I'll put a little icon just so.
I like them drunk personally, so I think we should.
Oh no.
Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBriKing or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Truebone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rodimus, playing Roroy Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Taverns and Caverns Season 2. Until next time, take care.